The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
I'm such an idiot that it just hit me. I'm sorry.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Mr. Paul Hamilton, his appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. We're going to recap the Sabres weekend that was. A couple of trades, lots of draft picks, a decentralized draft that took forever, first round. Forever. Paul, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. How'd you like the decentralized draft?
Oh, it's awful. That might have been the worst television I have ever seen in my life. And I'm not exaggerating. That ESPN should be as embarrassed could be, and the NHL. That was horrendous. The second day was much better. I thought the NHL Network did a much better job. But that first day was an utter embarrassment.
For people that weren't tuned in, what about it was so bad?
Well, they're trying to do interviews because, of course, the GMs and everything aren't there. So they bring the pick over to do it. Some of them worked. Some of them didn't. And you see these GMs with a deer in headlines just looking like, well, are we going to talk or aren't we going to talk? Or,
yeah,
you know, and they just such goofy. We really liked you. Hi. How are you? It's like, stop. I mean, it was just everything was just so forced and fake and. I don't think the analysis was as good at all. I mean, nobody was really talking about, I don't think they knew the players that well, quite honestly. Whereas in the past, I think they had analysts on there who did know the players that are being drafted and the needs of teams and that type of thing. And it just wasn't there at all.
Yeah. No one on the panel was like a dedicated prospect person.
No.
Where's Mel Kiper? Is what you're saying.
That would be funny. The draft house interviews for sure, Paul, and the length of it. I really was wondering because, like, I wonder how the owners think of it because they voted 26-6, I saw, to have a decentralized draft. I wonder if they'd almost be mad at ESPN or the league because if you wanted to see what that looked like, it feels like you got like the worst effort possible. Like, yeah. I'm sure the owners were imagining something 1,000 times better when they voted to have it.
You know what the owners were imagining is saving money. Owners were imagining.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have to move their whole operation, charter a plane, and move a whole operation to another city. So they were envisioning saving money.
Right. But like for it to continue, you need it to have, you need it to be a little bit better than it was. And if they go right back to the way that it has been, you know what I mean? Like they would want the league and the ESPN to put a real effort in, because if they want to save money, well, like I guess it's only a 1 year thing now, because it was so bad. I can't imagine they do it again.
This is the NHL, so I don't.
Yeah,
you think they could?
I don't put any bets on that.
I think it's more likely Bettman comes out and says our fans said it was their favorite draft of all time. That's what he tends to do. So, all right, Paul. Well, the draft class itself, the Sabres go in the first round with a right shot defenseman, big guy. Right shot defenseman in the third round, big guy. Lots of big guys, lots of defensemen, and right shot. You know, there's a trade in there as well. So clearly. Attacking a position of need as they saw it.
Yeah, and don't forget, too, the Sabres have used second-round picks the 2 years before. Last year, Adam Kleber is a right-handed shooting defenseman, and the year before, Maxim Sturbik is a right-handed shooting defenseman. Both are playing in college hockey right now, so it's something they had been doing. And it also helps their prospect pool get a little bit bigger. I mean, if you look at basically for a while it was, draft team Munchkin with skill and just outskill them. Well, that's great. You need skill. You really do. But the Florida Panthers have shown us the past couple of years you need skill and size to go with it. The Panthers can play any type of hockey you want to play because they have the team to do it. They have size. They have skill. Their skill players, for the most part, are big. And they can just grind you down in the playoffs. The playoffs are a grind. And if you just have little guys that, are getting slapped around the whole time, and they're just going to wear out on you, if you're going to go on a playoff run. So, obviously with the draft, that's something they had in mind.
Was that the case with Mertka too for you, Paul, their ninth overall pick? He is definitely big. I mean, he's 6'6". But I have seen a lot of description of him as maybe not like he wasn't drafted that high because he's the meanest guy in the world. Like he might, right. He uses his size in a different way, which is more common, I think, in today's game.
Yeah. Betkowski, the third round pick, he is the meanest guy in the world, but not,
okay. Yeah.
not Mertka. At 18, he had a lot going on when he got to Seattle. He's coming over, found out he wasn't as good at English as he thought he was. And he had a problem with that, and it was just trying to get himself used to playing in the Western Hockey League, which is a league that is a tough league to play in. So, I think that will, as he plays there, I'm sure he will play there again next year, something that I think will help him with that too. I mean, he'll realize it. But, he's a good two-way defenseman. He's a guy that for his size, I think can move well. Now, he talked about he wants to get his skating better. But, anything I've seen of him, I thought he moved pretty well. So, can guys grow into it? Well, some can, some can't. But he's going to play in a league where, to survive, you might have to be a little bit tougher.
Yeah. Well, Paul, they want to be tougher to play against. They've added a couple pieces here. The Peterka trade. Then there's the Connor Clifton trade as well. So we've seen them make some roster moves. Are they a better hockey team today, or is very much the message right now, the offseason has just begun? Would Kevin Adams want to preach patience on what they're still going to do?
For me, they're very much incomplete today. Specifically, Timmins for Clifton, yes, they're a better team. Clifton, nicest guy in the world, and I think he was liked in the locker room, but especially for a third-pair guy, I mean, way too many turnovers. He wound up, being a healthy scratch because of it. They just couldn't do it or taking too many penalties. Lindy Ruff has kept pounding the table. We got to stop with the penalties. Well, he was one of the guys that didn't stop with the penalties. But it's the turnovers when he's under pressure, turning the puck over at him. Quite often it would wind up in the net. It just had to stop, and it wasn't. And I had heard, and I think we have talked about it when the season ended, that Lindy Ruff just wasn't satisfied with that. He felt they needed to get better in some areas, and I know that was an area right there on the third pair. You can't have, because your third pair most of the time isn't playing the top six guys against the top six guys. And when they're turning the puck over and the puck's in the net and you're handing it to the guys who aren't the top six guys, you know, it just you can't have that. So Lindy Ruff definitely has more of a say in the roster. And I felt even before Kevin Adams talked about this and when I was on the air, I talked about it, that this was, I think, a trade maybe for Lindy Ruff.
And Timmins, Paul, just quickly on him, because he, if anyone that doesn't know him pulls up his stat page, they might go, okay, this guy's kind of, he's barely played in the league, you know, relatively. He's been in the league, he's appeared in six seasons, only 159 games. But I don't know, like, this might be one of those savvier moves where you look at some of the numbers in Pittsburgh and his ability as a puck mover and think, like what you just said, that this is a better third pair defenseman than what they had in Clifton.
Yeah, he certainly isn't going to play with Dahlin, or if he does, it's going to be trouble. I mean, you have to understand the limitations of what you got there. And the limitations are you want him on your third pair, and if you keep him on the third pair and don't play him out of place, I'll go back more than a couple of years, Josh Georges was that. I mean, Josh Georges, they were forcing him onto the top pair, and he wasn't very good. Then all of a sudden, they put him on the third pair, and it's like, well, wait a minute, Josh Georges is playing pretty well here. And because they had him out of position. He wasn't a top pair guy. So, and Timmins isn't a top pair guy. But if you keep him where he should be, I think he's going to be just fine. And I think the turnovers will be reduced. He can step into Clifton's penalty-killing role. And, again, I do think they've improved in that area.
With that being said, I would ask you about Byram now, because I think anyone that would do the defense groups on paper right now, you might just put Byram with Dahlin just because he's still on the team and they played together a lot last year. Adam's talking about Byram, Paul, and like being open to him coming back, and we've talked so much and have assumed, I think, for so long now, that he would be traded. Do you think that's just Adam's talking that way just in case a deal doesn't get done? Do you still feel that the most likely outcome for Byram is that he will be traded and we'll be talking about somebody else that opens the season with Dahlin?
I think Adams is right in what he says. It doesn't necessarily have to be. If it has to be done, it doesn't necessarily have to be done this year. Because if you just sign Bo Byram to a one-year contract and do it again next year, if you just don't like the trades that you've been seeing and you know, maybe you're going to continue to try to trade him, but all right, let's sign him to a one-year deal. Bo Byram is not going to pout. Bo Byram is going to come out and give you everything he has. J.J. Paterka pouted last year at times, and you could see it on the ice, and he addressed that at the end of the year, that his body language needs to be better. That's not what's going to happen with Bo Byram if he's here for another year or two. You know, because the Sabres are looking for better value or a better trade. I don't think you have to worry about him if it's not done. It seems like from what Adam said the other day that, you know, as he said, they've been transparent both ways, that, you know, the Sabres, they've explained to him what they're going to do to make the team better and what they want to do with him to help him and to help him maybe feel more part of, you know, not part of the team, but more towards the role of what he wants. And the only thing I think, if you sign him and keep him here and tell him he's going to play with Dahlin, that's basically what he wants, because he's going to get top pair minutes. He's going to be out there all the time against the other team's best players. The only thing he's not going to do is be on the power play, because Dahlin and Power have that. So, all right, can he live with that, playing top pair minutes and being on the top pair and on the ice all the time for that, but you're not going to be on the power play? I mean, that's, you know, something, you know, they would have to talk to him about. But, you know, and obviously with what Adam said, he wanted to hear about what's the plan moving forward. I don't want to sit here if we're going to lose for another 5 years. You know, what's the plan to make this team better, to get us in the playoffs and get us headed in the right direction here?
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Paul, you know, that idea, in the right direction. You know, I feel like a GM that's getting another year, I don't know if he's surprised to get another year or he pleads his case and he feels very safe, but I want to see any bit of desperation or real aggressiveness. You know, the Paterka move sounds like it's something they kind of had to do, and they felt like they maybe had to do, and they got something for it, and that's fine. Maybe they feel like they're better defensively. But whether it's something in goal or really aggressively getting after their top six, you know, as you're laying out Byram, he could stay, I think. All right, well, then what avenue will they take to get better? And for a GM that's, I don't know, I would like to think he's got some sort of make the playoffs or else, compete or else, is there going to be a move in there that looks like that? It looks like the GM is feeling like he's got to get something done.
I don't know. This is just my impression. I don't think Terry Pegula is the or else guy. But you know what? You know, I talked about what we heard with Byram. I didn't like what I heard when we talked about, well, all right, you've made yourself better defensively with Kesselring, and I think fans are going to enjoy watching Kesselring play, but you've also lost 27 goals off your team. And Adams almost talked like he's setting the fans up for, well, you know, Benson and Quinn could, you know, we've got them and they, you know, we're looking to them to take the next step. And you know, we're not worried about that. We're more worried about keeping pucks out of our net because we got to get much better defensively. Well, that's not wrong. But it was almost like they were saying, well, I'm not sure we're going to be able to, you know, do what you guys are thinking, and you know, but Benson and Quinn are young players, and we're expecting them to get better. And he didn't say that's the end result.
Yeah.
But you know, he kind of, you know, well, if that's what we have, you know, we'll be fine because I know they're going to work hard and get better. And I thought, no, that's not. Hope is not a strategy. In goal, hope is not a strategy. Hoping that one of the two or both of the two young goaltenders are going to really hit their stride next year, or that Benson and Quinn are going to hit their stride next year. That's hoping. And if you're going to hope, you're going to be out of the playoffs for the 15th straight year, because hope is not a strategy. So whatever the strategy is, it has to be better than, well, we've got guys. Because how many years have we heard now? We got guys,
yeah.
You know, especially after the year where they all had career years. Well, why do we got to do it? We got guys, and they're only going to get better. They had career years, and they're only going to get better. Okay. Yeah, Paterka got better.
The rest maybe regressed.
Yeah. Lukanen got better for 35 games. Mm-hmm. And then that regressed again. So, you know, that just to me, that's unacceptable. That is not what they need to do. They need to find some top six forwards. And if you trade Byram, that would be where you can look in free agency. You can look in, you know, other trades. You essentially have to get Alex Tuch signed. You just have to, because if you don't, that is a huge step backwards for this team. So, and, you know, Timmons, just for that one particular thing, you were trying to get better at that one particular area. Yeah, you went for it there. Yeah, you threw a second-round pick in there. You know, if you boil it down, is Timmons worth a second-round pick in Clifton? I don't know. But you made yourself better. Do you need a second-round pick right now? No. How many picks do you have? How many prospects do you have? So I kind of, as soon as I the first thing I said, I couldn't care less about the second-round pick. I don't – whatever. I'm more interested, did you get better in the positions you're trying to get better in? And you did. You threw a second-round pick in, and I couldn't have cared less.
So how do they get their hands, Paul, on top six forward if they go for a goalie? There's the Byram piece, but beyond that, like, I guess how hard do you expect them to push tomorrow? Like, will we see them sign I mentioned Zucker earlier. Like, maybe a guy they can get to sign on a 1 or 2 year deal because they're willing to give him a couple million more than maybe somebody else is. Like, do you think that's likely for them, that they will at least one forward, maybe a goalie, that they are going to push for that tomorrow?
Well, July 1st is stupid time anyway. And it's overpayment, and it's going to come to a team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 14 years. It's going to have to be a severe overpayment, if they're looking in free agency. So, you can find other ways trade-wise to get those players, especially teams that are looking for other things and maybe you're looking for younger players or things like that. But it can't be, well, it takes two to trade. It's difficult. You know, you got to have a trading partner. I understand it's hard. I get it. And it's your job. And you didn't do your job the last 2 years, the two off seasons, for whatever the reason. Maybe it was too hard or whatever. Well, if it's too hard for you, let's find a GM that's not too hard for, because it has to be done, and you have to find a way to do it. And you have to have a trading partner. You have to have this, or, you know, it's a hard sell. Yeah, I know. I know it is. And if you want to be a champion, you better get it done.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. All right, Paul, we'll be ready to talk tomorrow as the Sabres look for, I don't know, some help somewhere. Maybe they find their next Jason Zucker, which did work out well, you know. I'll just say, like, sometimes we read stories about how they might have been scared off of idea XYZ because it didn't go well. In the case of Zucker, that worked out really well. Maybe that encourages them to try and do something similar with a player this year. I mean, Zucker was, I think when they signed, viewed as a little bit of an overpay, and everything worked out really well there, so maybe we see them do that again. We'll see.
Yeah, with the production they wound up with, it wasn't an overpay.
Right.
But at the time, yes. I was neutral about it when they signed him. I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. It was like, okay, whatever.
Yep.
And it turned into more than whatever.
Another guy like that.
And the same with goaltending. Free agent goaltending is not very good this year. So if they're going to add to the goaltending, I think in a significant way, it's going to have to be done through a trade.
Yep. Thanks, Paul.
Okay.
Paul Hamilton joining us. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this on free agency. Had a tweet moments ago from, was it Darren Dreger? He predicted that on the eve of free agency, you can take this quote for what it means. I think today's going to be one of those days where we go, we're in one now, expecting a very active day before free agency.
Okay. This also is going to be unique in that maybe this could also lead to more activity. The cap going up. Like, we talk about the Sabres end in that. Other teams are going to be chomping at the bit.
To spend?
To spend. Because it went up this year, and it's going up again next year. And in 2 years, there are, like, Puckpedia, who is, like, that's the new cap friendly where everybody's keeping track of the cap stuff. They have, in 2 years, 2027-2028, because I think Friedman reported this a couple months ago, that the cap in 2027 could be $113 million. $20 million from what it is right now, and almost $30 million, $25 million at least, from where it was last season. The Sabres, for instance, right now, in 2 years, have $67.5 million of cap space.
Yeah.
$67 million in space. There's no team in the league that has less than 50. So what are teams going to do? Especially on, like, players going to want two-year contracts. They're talking about that for McDavid. They're talking about that for Marner. Like, I think you're going to see sticker shock, and you're going to see spending frenzies tomorrow, because everybody knows, all these teams that are right up against the cap limit every year and are finding ways to go over that, they just got a brand new credit card.
Yeah. Well, there's a point to be made here about the NFL. I've seen a lot of this. I've seen, hey, if so-and-so signs for $7 million, that's the equivalent of $5 million last year, which is something that the NFL could do every year.
Right.
The cap of the NFL goes up this much every single season.
Right. It's always the same.
And every single season, it's, wow, these receiver salaries are out of control. It's just moving with the actual cap.
But the NHL, you never have
gotten
that.
That's right. So the NHL, what I'm saying is the NHL has actually, the NHL media and people that follow the NHL have done a good job adjusting and saying, like, oh, well, the cap went up 20%, so let's adjust the salary for inflation and try not to freak out about it.
Because it
just went with the cap.
I saw someone in Utah do that with Paterka's contract.
Right away.
Hey, if this is what the cap does by percent, this is really what it's like. Paterka for 7.7 this year, and it was like, that's like 6.8 last year. And in 2 years, like I mentioned, when it's all the way up above 110, it's like, this is really almost like a $6 million contract they just signed him to.
It's a point that the NFL, the entire NFL media could just decide to do and doesn't.
No.
And the Utah hockey team coverage is getting that left. Hey, think of it as a percentage of the cap.
Yeah, right.
All right. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. When we return, the NFL Top 100 begins. I want to ask a question about the very, very top. How many players would it be okay? How many players would it be okay? I'll tell you what I mean when we get back.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.